listening, friends, and welcome to Radio Havana, Cuba's Caribbean Outlook Show. I'm Lena Valverde, your host, inviting you to stay with me for the next 10 minutes or so. Today, we have the latest on the situation in Puerto Rico, hard hit by several earthquakes and aftershocks over the past 2 weeks. We also have an exclusive interview granted to our radio station by Cuban poet, critic, and essayist Nancy Morejon. She spoke with my colleague Roberto Bastidas about Caribbean cultures and regional integration. Stay tuned. More than 1,280 earthquakes have struck Puerto Rico's southern region since December 28th, last. More than two dozens of them were of magnitude 4.5 or greater, this according to the Puerto Rico Seismic Network. The largest quake, measuring 6.4 on the Richter scale, struck on January 7th. It was the most powerful earthquake Puerto Rico has suffered in more than a century, killing one person, injuring nine others, and causing at least $110 million in damage. A total of 186 tremors have also been felt in the territory. Weather forecasters say that more earthquakes are expected to be felt on the island in the next few days because the seismic activity is occurring close to land, though the frequency of aftershocks is expected to slow down over time, which means the chances of another intense earthquake will also diminish. Radio Havana Cuba just learned that Puerto Rico will be finally allowed access to billions of dollars in delayed disaster aid funding. A week after the 6.4 magnitude earthquake, the U.S. Federal Department of Housing and Urban Development decided on Thursday it will finally release $8.5 billion in aid of the nearly $20 billion Congress appropriated to help the island rebuild after the devastation caused by back-to-back Hurricanes Maria and Irma in 2017. Representative Nidia Velázquez, a Democrat of New York and the first Puerto Rican woman elected to the House of Representatives, criticized the Trump administration's disparate treatment of the U.S. territory. Why is Puerto Rico always subjected to different standards when it comes to this administration? She asked. Last year, the U.S. president threatened to divert disaster recovery funds from the U.S. territory to help pay for his dream wall at the U.S.-Mexico border. Actually, of the nearly $20 billion Congress appropriated for hurricane recovery, only about $1.5 billion have been made it to Puerto Rico. Today, at least 8,000 Puerto Ricans are living in shelters or outdoors, coping with constant aftershocks and uncertainty as the island is battling both natural disasters and President Donald Trump policies. You're tuning in to Radio Havana Cuba, and this is our weekly edition of the Caribbean Outlook Show. Now, here's the exclusive interview with Cuban poet, critic, and essayist Nancy Morejon. She spoke with my colleague Roberto Bastidas about Caribbean cultures and regional integration.
Nancy, how important is for our region, you know, the integration of the Caribbean?
Well, let me tell you that us Caribbeans, we know where we are. This is our land. This is our neighborhood, which means that we belong to a very specific humankind nature. So the Caribbean, there it is. It is not only because there is a sea that we share, but a common historical experience. especially from 16th century when the first slaves came. So migrations have always been the roots of our culture. I do believe, like Edouard Glisson from Martinique, that we have suffered a brutal dislocation, but we know we are Caribbean, and here we are, and this is our base. And the most important thing is just to have an awareness of it. We're a very special region. We are just the entrance, the main door of Western Hemisphere.
I would like to know, what is the mean when we're talking about integration and we're talking about culture?
We cannot trust that we are underdeveloped because our economy has a colonial base. Okay, that's true. And I think it's important that economical integration, but this is not all. In terms of culture, we are not underdeveloped. We have made great contributions to literature, to art, fine arts, music, whatever. So in that sense, we should be very, very, very proud. The only little point of this world of the Caribbean is just that we are polyglots. I mean, we speak English, we speak French, we speak Spanish.
Creole.
And the Creoles, which are very important because those are the popular spoken language of the region. That gives a very special image of our history. I want to bring here the memory of a wonderful Caribbean man who was a very distinguished Dominican, and it was Juan Bosch.
Bosch.
He wrote a very beautiful an encyclopedia of the Caribbean. It's called From Columbus to Fidel Castro. It tells many, many things. And Fidel was a great flag of awareness of being the Caribbean. Personally, as a writer, I have had the privilege in 2006 to share a moment with Fidel and Chavez, and there is a photo. It was at the opening of the book fair.
Yeah.
And I did have the chance to shake hands with them, to talk a little bit, and then, you know, it's always a great inspiration, both of them, because in a way, I think Chavez was a child, Fidel's child, and he was the best friend of Cuba.
Thank you very much.
We thank poet Nancy Morejon for her exclusive remarks to our radio station. And that's all for today. Join us again every week for Caribbean-related news, feature reports, and music here on Radio Havana Cuba's Caribbean Outlook Show. We'll leave you now with a beautiful tune. This is Maní Picao by Cuban singer Augusto Enriquez. We know you will enjoy. Until next time. Kiki picao, kiki picao, kiki.
salado.